This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Violent demonstrations against pension reform in France prompt the postponement of King Charles III's trip to that country, highlighting the growing security and political problems faced by President Emmanuel Macron. 14 pro-Iran fighters are killed in U.S. airstrikes on Syria, carried out in retaliation for a drone attack that left an American dead and wounded six others, a war monitor says. Brazil's former President Jair Bolsonaro, who left the country for the United States 2 days before his term ended, will return home on March 30th, his party and press service announces. Donald Trump's call for protest over his potential indictment in a hush money case has sparked conspiracy theories about an FBI setup among some of his far-right supporters, making them reluctant to show up. President Joe Biden lays out a vision of U.S.-Canadian economic integration in a speech to Parliament in Ottawa as the giant neighbors reach a deal on curbing illegal migration. North Korea has claimed to have tested a nuclear-capable underwater drone designed to generate a gigantic radioactive tsunami that would destroy naval strike groups and ports. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Analysts were skeptical that the device presents a major new threat, but the test underlines the North's commitment to raising nuclear threats. The test this week came as the United States reportedly planned to deploy aircraft carrier strike groups and other advanced assets to waters off the Korean Peninsula. Military tensions are at a high point as the pace of both North Korean weapons tests and U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises has accelerated in the past year in a cycle of tit-for-tat responses. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Brazil's leftist leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing next week, where he hopes to reinforce trade, discuss international mediation in Ukraine, and reclaim his country's role in global geopolitics. Montenegro prosecutors charge fugitive cryptocurrency entrepreneur Do Kwon with forgery as South Korean officials vow to press for his extradition. Tens of thousands of worshipers attend Friday prayers at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the first in the holy month of Ramadan, amid heightened tensions in the region. Top opposition figure Rahul Gandhi is expelled from India's parliament a day after his defamation conviction for a remark seen as an insult against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Xi Jinping's pomp-filled visit to Moscow underscored a burgeoning but unequal alliance between the two countries, cementing China's status as a big brother to Vladimir Putin's Russia. A U.S. ban of Chinese-owned TikTok, the country's most popular social media for young people, seems increasingly inevitable a day after the brutal grilling of its CEO by Washington lawmakers from across the political divide. And undeclared diamond jewelry brought into Brazil from Saudi Arabia has deepened the legal jeopardy of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
An investigation into two sets of jewels reportedly worth millions is only the latest scandal threatening the former far-right leader. But an extensive paper trail and even videos could make the case particularly daunting for Bolsonaro. He's also under investigation for any involvement in a rampage by his supporters through the national capital after he left office and for numerous actions during the presidential election campaign he lost last fall. Bolsonaro also has been accused of causing genocide for an indigenous community in the Amazon. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
French DIY retailer Leroy Merlin will exit Russia, ending an 18-year presence. An 18-year presence that came under intense scrutiny after President Vladimir Putin's army invaded Ukraine last year. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.